Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
You want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
Big time of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But you don't want my friend.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Friend Request. It's Chloe Mandarin dropping in at the top of the episode, your host, of course. I just wanted to drop in to say hello. Thank you for listening to today's show. It is a ripper. It's been, just gold after gold, honestly, the last few weeks. This is crazy. The records in Melbourne are going well. I finally kind of fixed the Ford up and the lighting for one of the last ones, so great. But no, it's going well. And I've got another episode all the way from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. By now, it's probably over. I think the festival will be over. You can still catch my show in Sydney, Sydney Siders, if you're around town. It's going to be on at the Factory Theatre, I think the 3rd, 4th and 5th of May or something like that. Just look at the show notes or the link in my bio and you can get a ticket link for that one. The show is so fun. By now, it's probably like award nominated or awarded. Who knows? No, it's really fun. You should come see it. I love it. Very, very proud of it. International listeners or listeners elsewhere, don't fret. I will be touring the show around ASAP pretty much for the rest of the year. So I will let you know when I'm coming to a city near you or your city. That's how that works. As for everything else, I would love it if you guys want to like and subscribe and rate and review and all of that sort of stuff. You know, I absolutely love it. It feeds my soul. I might actually get some reviews. I'll figure out how to find them and read them on the pod. I think that could be fun because I love a little shout out from you and you might enjoy a little shout out from me. I don't know. Who knows? We'll see. We'll find out. If you actually do know and you want to let me know what you think about that, feel free to always email the podcast at thefriendrequestpod@gmail.com or you can DM the podcast, the friend request pod on Instagram. Send me a little message. Tell me how you think I'm doing. Or just ask me anything. Tell me if you've got any stories or friendship dilemmas that you want advice with, anything you want on the podcast, just let me know. I love it. I love chatting to you guys. I love the requesties. You guys are my best friends. That's crazy. But you are. No, you guys are awesome. Who else is awesome, you ask? Well, that'd have to be today's guest. You know, you've probably seen him on many things, the internet. For sure. The reels and clips of all the things he's doing are always great fun, but actually the shows themselves are phenomenal. He's been on Have You Been Paying Attention? Thank God You're Here. Taskmaster New Zealand. That was a good one. Oh my goodness. He actually also has his own show Guy Montgomery's Guy Munt Spelling Bee, which does give away who today's guest is. It's the wonderful Guy Montgomery.
Welcome to the fort.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really impressed.
Thank you. You'll have to come and do it in Sydney sometime because it is way more impressive.
You, what is not in frame, but you've got knots you've used, you've tied things to other things to create this fort in a way that is deceptively practical and well, impressive to me.
Thank you. It's always on the strings, and the way that it's tied up now, it doesn't mess up the strings so that when it gets home, it'll still tie up to my setup.
Yeah.
The way it usually does.
Well, you traveled this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought it could be crepe paper, but it's
crepe paper. That would be so fragile.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't travel that. This is the real deal. This is
The fort, baby. Yeah,
this is high thread count. This is nice.
I think there's only going to be so much time in the fort though before I have to build another one.
So you must have always been good at this.
I don't think I ever had the opportunity to do this. Oh, I think that's why I love doing it for the pod.
Yeah.
You know, reliving childhood but making it better.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way I would have put something like this together. I mean,
if you're constantly chasing the tail of improving your own childhood, you'll have no time to enjoy adulthood.
That's true. Hey, it's just once a week.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got 1 hour a week. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Thank you.
And then I guess, because when you're constructing the fort, you must be like, you know, you're thinking about why you're building the fort. You're like, I'm going to do the podcast in the fort. And then you pack it down. You think, that was a nice time in the fort.
Yeah.
Is it like that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, sometimes when I'm constructing it, I'm more like, shit, just get it up. Someone's on their way.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the most part, it's pretty chill. It's pretty nice. And when I was actually like building it, because it's all sewn together, it's just literally hanging it up. But when I was building it, it was a bit of fun. The lights came in after an episode with Mike Goldstein that had some technical difficulties.
Oh, no.
And I already had the lights like dangling, but they were in the way. And because I was so anxious about the fact that half of the episode didn't record, I just stayed up all night like sewing the lights into the thing, just being like, focus on something. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll just hate yourself.
Yeah. You're not running a podcast until you've lost like several episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. And with, I mean.
Is this recording?
It's recording.
You can see the audio waves.
You can. You can.
So, and you can always see that. So you'll never experience that.
Not anymore. Yeah. It used to be behind me. Now it's here.
That would have, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's really good. Sometimes I'll bet you must be having to put this up when you're not in the mood and you think, why the fuck am I doing this fucking fort?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've done a record like mere seconds after having a big cry.
Yeah.
That's happened, you know.
That's what life is like sometimes, isn't it? As you know, like you don't experience the emotions at the most convenient time.
No.
And then you've got to, you know, and you can't, well, of course, we all try to, but that's like, that's sociopathic sometimes.
I pencil it in.
Yeah. So you do them and then you've got to like, because you're not allowed to share all of your emotions with everyone because it makes people uncomfortable.
I didn't know that.
So, well, this is what I'm learning. And so you know, you'll be having a big moment and then you'll just have to flip a switch and you go, this is what I'm actually like.
Maybe if you're a professional.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not me.
Well, you must have had to do comedy when you're in a bad mood.
Absolutely.
And you think...
Honestly, I think it helps.
Really?
With me personally.
Yeah.
Like, I've had my period the whole time during the festival, and I think that's helped, because I'm just kind of like, I care less. I care about the show. I care about the festival, but I want it less from the audience.
Yeah,
I can't sniff as much desperation off me.
I see.
I think that benefits me.
It's a big period. It needs to last another 2 weeks to ride that thing through
I'm only doing a half festival.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, now that you bring it up, I have endometriosis. So yeah, it lasts a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really annoying.
Solidarity. I don't have it, but solidarity.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy, you're a pretty likable guy.
Oh, thank you.
I think you know that.
It's nice to, you know.
It's good to hear.
I don't do it to be likable. You just try to be friendly.
Are you? But is it important to you?
Am I a people pleaser?
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Less so maybe now. I mean, I feel pretty lucky. There's no reason to be mean to anyone.
Yeah.
And if I don't really want to hang out with someone, I just, I just won't hang out with them. That's it's all good. Feels pretty straightforward that's sometimes, good. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's growing up as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, I like to, I just honestly, it's why I started doing comedy. It's how I've always been. I just like to have a laugh. And yeah. So you just gravitate towards people who make you laugh or people you can make laugh. And
that's
then
nice.
Anything else, you're sort of like, well, that's okay. That's nice for you, but I'm not going to bother with all of that, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. That's healthy. That sounds way better. I don't know. Having a laugh is great, but also it's nice to be liked.
Yes, of course.
To get the affirmation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it sort of it can be when, like, interpersonally, it's all good because you're just hanging out with your friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then when you're doing, I don't know, it's a funny time to record a podcast because. If you're in the middle of the festival, it's so no one in the world cares, which I really like. I think that's
they don't even
I find
know.
That yeah so liberating. You walk around Melbourne, no one gives a flying fuck that you're here.
No.
But you know the actual world of it can be so consuming and immersive that you can sort of lose your mind. Where you you know you it can be you sit you wait for me. I've got a little holding pen before I can go on the stage, and you sit there by yourself in the dark for like 15 minutes while the audience comes in.
Yeah.
And then you go out and it's all lights and everyone listens to you for an hour. And then you finish and you're just back in the holding pen. And it's super, like it's a really intense shift.
Isn't it?
And you know, if you don't see someone after this, for me, if I don't see someone after the show, I do feel like I'm going crazy. You know, you feel quite isolated.
It is really nice having like either fans at the show or even a friend coming, another comic seeing it so that you can talk to them like, I didn't make that up, right? Like you were there for that.
We all
had that experience together.
I think that is the thing is when you're doing the same show quite a lot, you do need occasionally an outside eye. Mm-hmm. You just need perspective because you do go, you know, it's just you thinking about it all the time. You do feel like you're going loopy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Are you experiencing that because it's your first time doing it?
It's my first time. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I've tried to take a moment after every gig to talk to my tech a lot. She's a sweetheart. She's 18, so she'll listen to me. She's lovely. I try to take a moment. I kind of reflect on it, which helps.
Yeah.
Feel less crazy.
What else do you do to decompress? Because you've been saying you've been very well behaved.
I have been. I try to walk to the next thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
Which helps.
Yeah, the walking's good.
Any physical activity. It's the same with before the show, I dance. There's a little spot, like a little bar that's not open in my venue. And so I hide in there while the audience comes in.
And you're listening to your music that's playing.
I've got, playlist on. It's a bit of Taylor Swift. And I'm like dancing like I've never danced before.
Yeah. That's. I think that's so good. I used to try and make myself... Sometimes I'll make myself do improv exercises by myself. Because otherwise I'm just sitting there and I'm so serious. I'm about to be meant to be as funny as I can be. I'm sitting there and I'm just like...
That's so smart. What are the improv exercises?
They're pretty embarrassing. One of them's called Five Ways.
Yeah.
Because I did improv for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so it's like you do five ways to climb a ladder and then you just make them... They could be real. It's like straight up the guts. Mm-hmm. One... And you just come up with five things. It's just to like stop your brain from, judging your thoughts. You just get five things out.
Okay.
And there's another one about five things about Michelle Obama. And again, you just make up five things about Michelle. And it's just basically just to get you out of your own head.
Mm. That's cool.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Not cool.
But it's functional.
Yeah.
It's not cool in the traditional sense. Certainly not something I'm doing in front of anyone else or would want anyone ever to hear.
I mean, I'm definitely going to try and find this little hidey hole.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah. But I think it's stuff like that, like, you know, dancing or whatever or trying to... I used to talk about it on stage where, you know, I'd go the extra mile. I try to get in a funny mood before I come here, which was true. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I felt... I'm being funny when I have to, but before the show, I'm feeling so serious.
Yeah,
I think,
totally.
Get out of your head, man.
Totally. I know. I don't know if you know my boyfriend Jacob Lingard.
I might do.
Yeah. He's very serious before gigs. He's so serious. He's got to go off in his own little corner. He's got his book, and I'm like, I'm already prepared. At that point, I want to hang out.
You want to feel
people,
normal?
Talk. Yeah, feel normal. Just kind of
Everyone's different.
Relax. Everyone is different, I guess.
I know. John Cruikshank is a guy who I love for it because he's like, he's just, you'll be talking to him like this and then his name will get caught and he'll just walk out. It's like he's still having the same conversation. I think it's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no delineation between who he is on either side of the curtain.
Not at all.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. Do you feel like there's a bit of a difference for you?
A slightly more elevated version,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But there is a difference, you know. And I sometimes, when I'm really in the pocket, I can feel relaxed and I can just walk up and it's okay. But most of the time, I need a minute or so beforehand.
Yeah fair.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. You know, speaking of being cool before, mm-hmm. were you cool as a kid?
I never thought I was cool. I never thought I was particularly uncool. Just sort of like middle of the road.
Okay.
But I don't know. I was consumed by the thoughts of what was cool or who was cool.
Yeah.
And the coolness, you know, I was never at the top of the food chain in terms of cool. Was my read.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows? Yeah. There'll be other people maybe who I was at school with who thought, damn, he's cool. You know, they might have thought that. They probably didn't, but they might have thought that. But, you know, as you get older, I was like, oh, the thing that is cool is to not think about this at all. The thing that is truly cool is just not to care. And really bothered me that didn't occur to me earlier.
Because
I was so consumed by, you know, I like to wear an item of clothing that had a very obvious brand that I thought was cool. And I thought that was good collateral, which is just madness.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's culture, TV, all of that shoving it down your throat of what is and isn't cool and just the highlighting that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's crazy because now, I don't know. I try to stay off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to.
I gathered that from our communication.
Yeah, I know. I felt like the oldest man. I told you to stop messaging me on Instagram and send me an email.
Messaging you relentlessly.
No. Well, but I said, look, I'm trying not to use Instagram. And then even when I got here, I like sent you an email.
I saw that when I was coming down.
And I thought, you must think that is crazy behavior, isn't it?
I should have given you my number. I'm like, what are we doing?
I kind of like the formality. I like that though. But yeah, like I think, I don't know if it's the case, but I imagine there's always going to be cognizance of what's cool or not for people at school. But I feel like younger people these days are maybe less in their heads about it.
I think they're presenting that way because they're self-aware because of things like the internet. But
Everyone's got the same angst.
I think so. I think it's perfectly natural. It's a part of growing up because you're trying to find a community, right? You're trying to fit in.
Yeah.
It's just basic survival instincts.
Were you probably already talked about this, but I don't know. Were you cool?
The coolest.
Were you actually?
No.
Ah.
No, man. I, as a like kid before teen years and stuff, there was I don't know why I did this. I brought like little statues. I had a bunch of little statues at home. I brought a couple of them to school and made them get married and made everyone watch.
Well, you must have had charisma if you get everyone to watch that.
I had something.
Yeah, yeah. You had little something. Statues. And how was the ceremony received? What was the buzz afterwards?
They thought it was quite odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah. I remember having my one friend who's still my like oldest friend. I adore him from primary school. He even said to me, he was like, Chloe, you can't be doing that. That's too much. Yeah.
That is a good friend.
Yeah.
To tell you.
Yeah. He is a great, great boy. And he was cool.
So really?
Like, yeah, he was one of the coolest.
There is nothing cooler than someone who is cool in the eyes of the, you know, the student body,
the masses,
but also with a heart of gold. That is the apex of cool.
I know. He's so
and then
cool.
You know, I think as you get older, you're like, well, I would like to be more like that.
Yeah, yeah, just good.
Yeah,
and I do think maybe he was one of those people who never really thought too much about it.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice, isn't it? That's nice.
Yeah, just have fun and be kind.
Yeah, that's the way.
It's pretty cool.
It's straightforward, isn't it? Simple game when played correctly.
It really is. How old were you when you started comedy?
20, 22 or 23.
So pretty little. Okay. I read that you moved to Canada to start.
Hell yeah.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Was it really because you didn't want your friends to see you be bad at it?
Sort of, yeah.
That's so cool.
Well, I didn't have the self-discipline to start going to open mics. I didn't have any friends who were doing comedy because yep. I didn't know anything about it.
Of course.
I just knew I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
I'm going to lean. Am I still in frame here?
Of course. I believe so.
Okay, nice. So I was just having more fun hanging out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, why would I want to go and be bad at stand-up comedy at an open mic where I don't know anyone? Which is probably slightly close-minded. But the fix I had was like, because also all of my friends started getting their careers, their full-time jobs.
What,
and I thought,
22?
Yeah, I guess.
Fucking hell.
I guess, yeah. And so I thought, well, I'll just go and have a go at this.
Yeah.
And I'll go somewhere I don't know anyone.
Yeah.
Because then I'm not missing out on anything. If I go to an open mic,
yeah.
I'm the only thing I'm missing out on is being at home by myself.
Yeah, right.
And so then the only friends I had, I made, were doing comedy mm-hmm. and open mics.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and it's when you're new, everything's so exciting and mm-hmm. fresh and you gravitate. Over time, you do enough shows with the same people and you mm-hmm. learn who you get along with.
Yeah.
And who you think is funny, mm-hmm. which is probably, to go back to the cool thing, and you know, not wanting to be judgmental, but I think naturally you gravitate towards people who share a sense of humor.
Yeah, totally.
But you're more likely to be friends with the people who you find funny.
Yeah, I think it's a massive part of all connection and relationships.
Yeah.
It's such an important thing. When I hear about like romantic relationships where it's not important, like you hear all those statistics, you're like, men don't care if women are funny or don't like it. I'm like, I mean, they're not living life, and none of the men I know are like this. Everyone's got like the best, funniest partner.
Intolerant too. Everyone's got very tolerant partners.
Not everyone in comedy.
Well,
they've got it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't like it when women are funny.
Well, no, I heard you saying that you don't think any are funny, right?
Well, that was a private phone call. But yeah, no.
No, fair.
I kid, I'm being a bit of a silly Billy.
That's pretty silly. You're famously silly.
Why? You know, I try to be. I think it's good to be silly.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I think it keeps you young.
Are you silly?
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silliness.
What, do I come across as serious?
No, you don't actually. Okay. You've built a fort. You know, you're in like formal pajamas. It's not very serious.
You know, you say formal pajamas. That's the read I got on this when I got these from my younger sister.
Yeah.
She was like, bitch, I wore them to a wedding.
Yeah, well, it looks a lot like something that my partner Chelsea has also worn to a wedding.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's like quite a nice outfit and I'm like, it's PJs.
It's all about setting though, isn't it?
It is.
You can wear that to a wedding.
And you can dress it up.
And you can wear it in a fort.
Dress it down. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not in pajamas.
You're not
I'm in, you know, I'm in my day now. So I'm like, imagine being in your day and you just swing by a fort for an hour of your day.
Yeah, it's very different to when I'm shooting in Sydney because people are usually driving.
Yeah.
And they can drive straight there and they can have either a change of clothes or be in their PJs and it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy to say, hey, come to my hotel in pajamas.
Well, yeah, I was on the bus too and I was like,
exactly.
You know, I was like, you can't really ride the bus in PJs.
No.
And I don't have PJs.
Oh, yeah. No, that makes sense.
Like she had a big, at the end of my show last year, the last big bit was about me trying to buy pajamas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How did it end?
I don't know if it's peer pressured. My partner and stepdaughter was giving me grief because I don't have pajamas. And then one day I was like, well, when they were out of the house, I was like, I'm going to get some pajamas. And then... And then they'll think, he's cool now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I got stoned before I went and bought them, and I just bought an awful pair of pajamas, and I sort of came, they wanted to see them, and they laughed at me. It was sweet.
But, okay, that is sweet.
But I never wore them again. They laughed at me pretty hard.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think you could pull off like a night dress with a little cap.
Yeah,
I think classic
Willy Winky.
Willy Wanky?
Willy Winky.
Willy Winky?
Wee Willy Winky.
Who the hell is that?
Wee Willy Winky runs through the town, upstairs and downstairs, with his nightgown.
What?
That has to be no. That's not just New Zealand.
No, I don't think we came up with many gaps in knowledge.
Yeah. That to me feels British.
Yeah, I suppose.
If you look up Wee Willy Winky, you'll see a picture of what you were describing.
Okay.
It'll be a cartoon, but you'll see it.
I was just picturing like the Scrooge.
Yeah. Well, Willy Winky and Scrooge, I think, have the same stylist.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Get in contact. I think.
Yeah.
You should maybe. I don't know. I think they should dress you.
Yeah. Well, Scrooge. You know, it's crazy. Scrooge is even spending on a stylist. Famously frugal.
Oh my god!
Frugal.
So true.
Hey, you gotta look your best.
So you're a stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It is awesome.
Yeah, I have had many stepdads.
Oh, wow.
I love them. No,
you love them
only
all.
Two.
Okay,
But big, it's a cool role.
Well, yeah, it's different for everyone. I met my stepdaughter when she was two.
Yes, okay.
And so, and, you know, God willing, she'll only have one stepdad her whole life. And so,
it's ideal.
You know, I've been doing it for 6 years now, I guess. And I love it.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice. Yeah. So what? She's eight.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. God. Yeah. Okay.
Well done.
Thank you.
How'd you do that?
Thank you. I went down.
Show us behind the curtain. How'd you do it?
I'm very smart. I'm trying to show off.
Yeah, I'm very smart.
An intellectual comedian. oh my God. That must be very fun seeing her kind of explore and discover the world.
Yeah. Well, she's amazing. And
yeah.
Sort of, you know. Totally different from how I was as a child.
In what way? I mean, a girl?
A girl, for a start, yeah. But no, just, you know, I grew up, I was in a nuclear family. So her entire experience of the world, she's had the same stepmom the whole time I've been there too. Her whole life she's had four parents.
Yeah, that's
You
good.
Know, she's got this beautiful, really, just incredible life. Well, I don't know, that's how... I don't know how she tells it.
Yeah.
But, you know, she gets a lot of the world, and I really like that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you think she's cool?
Yeah, she's cool. She's cool in a way where she's not consumed by what, you know, she's free.
Yeah, I mean, and she's eight.
I don't know how you maintain that.
Yeah.
And as, you know, as any form of parental figure, all you want to instill is, like, just stay there. You know, you don't worry about... the perception of others. You got to be respectful to people, but don't worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's hard, you know, like...
It's hard.
You're letting go. You can't live life for people.
No.
Did you get along? Because I'm lucky because, you know, we've always known each other as far as she's concerned.
Yeah.
But were you young when you met your... One of them you must have been.
I was. My first stepdad, I think... Well, my parents split up when I was three.
Yeah.
And then
Do you remember that?
A little. I remember being really confused, and I remember thinking that splitting up meant they were going to get chopped in half and being really upset about that. And then they explained it, and I was like,
I thought they were going to
get physically cut in half.
Yeah, that's great. That's good kid thinking.
I was so upset, and then they explained it, and I was like, that's fine,
When you imagine them getting cut in half, was it down the middle?
Down the middle.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So they get split.
Yeah.
Split. And then did you think that they'd get stitched together as...
No. I just thought they were both going to die.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I can see that, you know, splitting up. It's like the literal interpretation.
Yeah,
of what
I was
it's
so
saying.
Little. I was so small. So that's all I could understand. And then they're just like, no, we're just not going to live together anymore. And I was like, cool. You guys fight all the time.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Should
this
probably
is,
do
this
that.
Is better than what I was imagining.
Yeah.
And better than what we have.
It made so much sense for them to break up. And then my first stepdad was actually like close friends with my dad and mum. So I already knew him.
Yeah.
And I still just adore him, like thank him, wouldn't be who I am without him.
Amazing.
Yeah. And my current stepdad, he came into the picture when I was like 13. And again, exactly the same, wouldn't
Good
be
guy.
Myself without him. Amazing guy.
Yeah, that's
like
nice.
Just yeah, I fucking love my step parents.
Oh, that's so good.
I've got so many of
you've
them.
You've got a collection, yeah.
I've got six parents in total.
Yeah, very impressive.
Two on each side. Yeah, no, it is. But they're
have
all...
you ever got them all together?
Oh, we do it all the time.
Everyone.
Yeah, my ex stepdad, the first stepdad, he's not so much. He lives in Tasmania.
Yeah.
But he's the only one who's not really involved. He's not in the family chat.
Yeah, he's not in the thread.
Only because of him and my mom's split being not so great.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, it would be. That's pretty impressive.
It's impressive as it is.
What you've got is crazy.
It is. And my ex-stepdad, he is like besties with my dad again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, they went, before he moved to Tassie, they would do MMA training together every week. Yeah. And like,
you got an incredible...
It's a crazy family. Yeah, but yeah. They're awesome.
This is like, a modern... This isn't a modern American sitcom.
Oh, yeah.
Blended family.
Oh, don't think Mum's not pitching it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's dying for me to, like, get some fame so that we can get the reality show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. It's good. Yeah. Interesting. I love to hear about people, like, with kids just... watching them kind of get into it all. And I think it'll be really interesting when she gets to teen years.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating.
Yes.
And, I wish her all the best and everyone involved.
As you should.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to have more babies or just the one?
Who's to say?
Who knows? Yeah. My God. Yeah, it's a very mystery. Personal question.
Yeah,
isn't it
is. It?
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I think I deflected nicely.
I think you did. and you're quite... busy of a superstar yourself.
No.
Well,
I don't know, I've just been going along for so long now.
Yeah.
And then it feels like people are starting to come along to the shows and pay attention. Not that they weren't before, but now you can feel the feel the lucky hand touching me for a little bit.
Good.
And so yeah, which is nice. But you just want to, you want to stay the same. You don't want to become a maniac or anything.
Like with ego stuff?
Yeah. You just want to feel like your life's the same and everything's the same. I don't want to feel any different. I like my life. I like how I am.
We're very humble. You've come into my fort. So.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Nothing's humbling like a fort.
I think that those sorts of post-show things and all of that sort of stuff probably really help. Like in terms of not feeling so crazy. Because, if you just went from like show to TV shoot to show and all this, just getting amped up and amped up all the time.
That would kind of
set you off.
I don't think I could handle that. I think my friend Chris Parker, who's a New Zealand comedian as well. We're staying in the suburbs and I like getting out. I just like going and sort of just trying to live like I'm a regular person in Melbourne. I go to the same cafe and... I like all of that, I like all that plain stuff.
All that plain stuff?
Well, like, I just, you don't want to get too amped up or anything.
No, because it breaks people's brains.
Yeah.
I would.
I can imagine.
I've met a couple of, like, old, not very famous, but, like, older celebrities.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not all there.
No. Well, because none of it is... none of it's real and none of it is permanent.
Yeah.
And so if you believe it is real and or permanent, your life is going to be constant disappointment.
God, right.
And so you just have to be like, well, no, this is just air. This is nice. I'm getting some air blowing on me, but it's not like the wind is never blowing in the same direction all the time.
No.
And then, like you see people going up. Mm-hmm. You see them flattening out, catch them on the way back down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How are you going? That's what it's like.
Yeah, it's scary to see. It's scary to aim for as well because it is inevitable for everyone.
Huge success. Yeah.
No, not huge success, but if you do get any, it's inevitable to ebb and flow.
Of course.
Or the alternative is being like, pretty fucking huge. And that sounds really scary, like a Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. That would be so hard.
Fucking hard.
It would be hard. I've always thought the people who become really mega famous, like the Biebers and stuff, I think, I don't know if this is a broader theory or if I thought of this, so I don't know if I've stolen something somehow.
You probably were the first person to think.
But like... you get the age that you become famous is basically that gets locked in.
Yeah.
You continue to develop, but your impression of the world gets kind of fixed at whatever age it is. So if it happens at 14 or 15, life's going to be really hard for a long time because you need to fuck it up to break out of it.
Yeah.
Really. Unless you've got the most powerful protection and like stable unit around you.
Yeah.
But Taylor's sort of like, she got steadily famous, crazy famous, but steady rise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she does have a lot of smart people around her, but I think also just being torn down relentlessly
mm.
by press and all of that sort of stuff.
Well, you just can't, you know, like you can't engage.
Yeah, I know. But I think it kind of made her a little crazy to a point where, you know, she kind of disappeared for a few years.
Yeah.
Like she was still putting music out, but she was living out in the bloody woods. And that seemed to really help. I don't know. I'm a big fan and I've watched her documentary and I'm like, how are you so human?
And that documentary, was she in the woods?
No, it was after. It was Miss Americana.
But she made a movie about herself in the woods, didn't she?
I think so.
Or maybe like a like you could see her in the studio. Yeah, and she was in the woods or something.
Yeah, you can see. No, there's a lot of footage from then.
Yeah.
In this one, in the documentary, it's kind of like,
well, because Kanye went to the woods, but he didn't come out better for it. No, he just spent too much time with himself.
Yeah, I think she was with her partner for a lot of it, and he was an actor, but he was very much like prioritizing privacy and normalcy.
Yeah,
I don't know. Seems helpful.
Yeah, yeah. Got to get with that guy.
These are important things to know when you're shooting for this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But it's never, you know, like all you ever want, or all I wanted to do was be funny.
Yeah,
you know, and then all of the stuff you take just being fun. You know, this is great. It's fortunate, but it's not, I guess it's bonus content or it's whole time you're just trying to be funny.
That's awesome.
That's all you want to do.
That's great.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And so, like, you've been on many, many TV shows with many friends of yours, right? Mm-hmm. Friends, colleagues.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call them.
I'll call them both.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad it's not just colleagues. Yeah, that's very good. I imagine that's quite fun.
That's the dream.
It's the dream.
That is, honestly, if you ever get to do one with a friend, anything, like if any show. I mean, to get asked to do a show, of course, is huge. But then when it gets to the point when you're doing it and a friend is there as well.
Yeah.
And you remember like 10 years ago when you were both eating shit in a, you know, like a Mexican restaurant to three people who didn't know the show was happening.
Yep.
And then you're like, you know, with each other and they're filming it. You do, that feels pretty unreal because you're like, wow.
Oh, that's so cute.
We did it.
That's so cute. Do you, with that in mind, do you like, because you've got Guy Montgomery's Guy Mont Spelling Bee, do you like advocate to have certain friends on or anything? Or?
Yeah, I mean, those, you know, how the shows get booked is always, it's a cross negotiation.
I would imagine
many people. Yes. So, you know, but I'm always angling for basically, and this is, it's kind of crazy to think about it like this, but yeah, there's always, I always will try to have one person that I have a very close friend, or like, you know, if I can, someone who I can look to and I'm like, that's my guy right there, you know, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Because then it just, well, it's just fun. I mean, that show was just fun in the first place and it then it got bigger than it was.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to try and maintain the same essence or magic of why it got to where it got to. It's like, well, I'm just trying to annoy people I like, you know. And so
I have literally kind of that written down. I was going to ask if you enjoy humiliating your friends for not being able to spell.
It's not, I'm not, yeah, I'm not trying to humiliate them, but it is, you are trying, you know, like it's fun to, it's meant to be fun to watch and annoying to take part in, really. Because I like, you know, I like trying to get my friends in knots or whatever, or you deliberately misconstrue something they say and you try to get them on the hop. And, you know, like, just in conversation or whatever, where you're just trying to make, you know, it's a fun game, I think, to try and make everyone look bad. Or like, not look bad, but like, you're like, I can't believe you say that, you know.
Yeah,
even
totally.
Though you're willfully misconstruing something. And so it's like an elevated version of that that you mm-hmm. can share with mm-hmm. people. And
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, that is nice. This, a lot of the DNA, because I got to do Taskmaster New Zealand.
Yes.
And that, doing that, I was like, this is the best job I've ever had.
That's what Ray said the other day.
And then you're, yeah. you know, you're kind of, you're just putting your brain, you trust the format, you trust mm-hmm. the show, and basically mm-hmm. you're just opening the lid on your head and everyone can look at how your brain works in yeah. different lateral thinking situations, more or less. And that's kind of amazing. And so I wanted to try and, you know, emulate parts of that mm-hmm. through the medium of spelling.
Have you always been such a big fan of spelling?
Y-E-S.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. This, yes. Oh, I know you're good
you.
With numbers.
Sorry,
but yeah,
no,
it seemed like
I can't yeah. read. I can't write. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm borderline a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, no, I do like it. English was the one I liked at school
yes.
and stuff.
It's always the cool one, right? I feel like English teachers were cool.
They've got, yeah, yeah. They've got more license to be cool.
For
I guess,
sure.
And of course, if you're a teacher, you would want to be cool. But that's, you know, that's a slippery slope. Wanting to be cool for teenagers?
Agreed.
Alarm bells.
Yeah.
But I could, how could you not want to? Because these are the people you're spending all the time with. So you're like, well, I want yeah. them to like me.
Yeah, and if
but
you
can't if tether you your self-worth to that. Sorry.
No. It's okay. If you don't get it, they could take control so easily.
Mm.
You need the respect, but you also need the coolness so that they listen.
Yeah, it's
properly.
I think it's so intimidating to be a teacher, to be in charge of those, you know. I did some orientation week gigs this year to like, you know, 18, you know, like 500 or 1,000 18-year-olds at once. And it was like, those were nerves like
yep.
totally unique from anything else.
Yeah,
and I was
scary.
Not good. I did not do well on the
no!
gigs. Yeah. I didn't like eat shit, but I was not good at my job. And it's funny because you do these gigs where it's like, you're basically, you know, you're getting paid, you get paid well.
Yep.
To be bad at your job.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's yeah. just confusing in comedy where the correlation between
so
what you
weird.
Get you get paid for. Like, you know, and then you'll go to a bar gig and you'll just be the best you've ever been
yep.
and you'll get, like, a drink. And then you know, and then
yep.
you go and you just suck for half an hour to, like, 500 18-year-olds and you get really well compensated. And you're like, but I was just bad at that.
It doesn't make sense. But, I mean, I guess it's kind of nice that you get compensated more for something that you don't
well
enjoy.
You're getting paid for the experience of it being bad basically
yes.
it's like corporates
because you
but
wouldn't
it kind
do
of,
it otherwise
it elasticizes the value of it gets distorted where it's
uh-huh.
like you know there's not always a correlation between what you're doing and what you're getting paid
no
and it's sort of you're like well what is you know it's confusing
it's very confusing
yeah
yeah I almost did a corporate before the festival run and I'm so glad I said no because I don't think, I mean, I used to book some corporates. I wouldn't book myself for a corporate. I love a bit of crowd work. I could do that. But in terms of material, it's not like...
It's not a match.
No. I like dark stuff and personal stories
yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like just not appropriate.
Keep it light. You just want to keep it light on the service
yes.
level to corporate.
Yes, for
you
sure.
You can't really go up there and do your one woman show being
no,
like...
let me tell you about my, I don't know,
yeah.
childhood trauma. Like, no. Blah.
Yeah, yeah.
No good. I just thought it would leave a bad taste in my mouth if I did it before the festival, you know?
Yeah. It's sensible.
Thank you.
Saying no is not much better.
No.
Say no to an opportunity because you can. That's the dream.
Because I can. I mean, I would have loved some money.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. Can I not do it and still get paid?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice. That's
yeah.
why I used to book them.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's how you, yeah.
That's how you do it.
Because then you don't do the gig and you get paid for
yeah.
being the booker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sweet. And I'd find someone who's really good at that and then they get
and
their
then, yeah, yeah. And everyone's awesome. Getting a slice of the corporate pie.
Yummy.
Yeah.
I think we pretty much have to play some sleepover.
We must.
Games. We must.
Yeah.
We're at that point. oh, actually, I did have one more question
okay.
before we do that.
Yeah.
Because I know about your podcast, The Worst Idea of All Time.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that hindered your friendship with Tim Batt.
In a way, it morphed the friendship. It formed the friendship.
Okay.
That
okay,
we
sorry.
Became friends through the podcast.
Yeah, right. I will explain to the listeners. So you had a season of the podcast where you would watch the same movie every week and review it, right?
Watch and review the same movie every week for a year.
For a year.
And so, yeah, 52 times.
It's fucking insane.
We did it. We just celebrated 10 years and we've retired the format. We're not doing it anymore because we're too old and it was making us go crazy. But no, we became really good friends from doing that. I was actually just listening to the first season, which I'd never listened to before because we're re-releasing it at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was crazy to hear our friendship develop in real time and hear like the growth of the you know, like it's a real journey. By the end of the first season, like I listened to an episode yesterday and we're recording a lot of the first movie was Grown Ups 2 and a lot of that movie is set in a Kmart. And in the 50th episode of 52, we're in Los Angeles, we're at the Grove, we've watched the movie in a Kmart and we're recording an episode walking around a Kmart. And like we're just dizzy because we've like take it with it was nothing and now we're in Los Angeles and we're in a and I was like, this is crazy. So it's cool. Really beautiful. And I'm really kind of glad to have, you know, that moment and that connection time stamped and like I guess documented because it's very unusual. But then over 10 years it's like the friendship is always strong. We love each other like brothers, but you know, it does get to a point where if you're working with someone all the time and they text you, you want to be excited that your friend has texted you. And if Tim texts me, I'd be like, what does this motherfucker want, you know? Look at this guy just crashing into my phone to ruin my day. And so when you're getting to that point, I think, well, maybe we could rewire the way this is working.
Stop doing it.
Basically. We could, you know, we've done enough with this.
That's smart. I actually had a bit of that when I used to work for my mum a bit. And I'd get a message from mum and I'd get a little bit of anxiety. I'd be stressed and it was awful. She was the best boss I've ever had. The job was awesome. It was just like marketing for food and beverages. So it's like yummy, awesome, fun. But it was a noticeable relief when we stopped.
Well, then because when you get a text, you're just like, oh, it's mum.
It's just mum.
It's not something I have to do. That's nice.
That is nice. All right, let's play some silly card games. The first one's Would You Rather.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure if you guys get that game in New Zealand, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You do? Okay, cool. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Would you rather never get to do TV ever again or have to keep watching Home Alone 3 every day?
Oh.
Once a day.
I would rather never do TV ever again by a mile.
Wow.
Like.
Wow.
Because
you'll go crazy.
I am so finished with repeated viewings of things. I mean, like, you know, TV's. Again, TV's bonus. Live is the dream.
Yeah.
If it was like stand-up or that, it would be harder, I think. Okay. I would probably take Home Alone 3 over the stand-up. But the TV, get out of here,
easy.
TV.
Yeah. Okay, easy.
I don't want to watch Home Alone 3 anymore. It's not even that good.
I've never seen any of them.
Oh, I mean the first one.
Yeah?
It's honestly phenomenal.
Okay.
The second one's good too.
Okay. Okay, should I watch the first one around Christmas time?
You can watch it whenever you like.
Okay.
And then, you know what? You watch it when you feel like it.
Thank you.
I'm not going to prescribe homework.
I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go. You're obsessed with spelling, you know?
My friend, he loves it. He loves Home Alone. And he got, his wife got him the Home Alone house Lego. And he built that. And that is like... Man, Lego's killing it.
Yeah. How big was it? Like,
it's big proper. You can open it up and there's all the rooms and there's like all the gags they have inside of it. Like, once Chels got me the Simpsons house and I built that and it's like, that's got all the rooms and stuff. And it's like, Lego's, you know, their collaborations with whatever. I guess a lot of them are owned by Disney, I guess. But when they make one that you want, it's like, I love it. I was actually in the foyer. There was a brochure for Lego. There's a Legoland here in Melbourne or something. Looks pretty kid heavy. And it's the school holidays. So I was like, I'm not going to go. I was thinking.
I didn't realize it was school holidays.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
No, it's great. Well, it's annoying for the parents.
You'd say that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh,
good for the kids.
Good for the kids. Annoying for me. I like to go swimming and public pools get filled with children.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's cold here.
That's true.
You swimming in a wetsuit in an outdoor pool?
No.
Would people do that? No.
People do that.
Wetsuit outdoor pool through winter in Australia?
I think so. I think in Melbourne probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. My I used to just swim in my gym pool, but it broke.
Mm.
I don't know how. And I don't think they have any plans to fix it. It's very annoying.
Gym pool.
Yeah.
How do you break a pool? Like a crack?
I swear. I think something happened, like a crack.
It's got to be a crack.
Yeah.
And then I guess you have to drain it. You got to plaster or patch it.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be like... I don't think it would... It should be fixed by now.
Yeah.
I'm very frustrated. Yeah, that is weatherproof.
Well, what are you doing to fix it? Have you learned how to fix a pool?
Continuing to pay for my fucking membership. Okay. I don't know.
That is, to be fair, that is your bit. You are doing your bit.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, sorry to get heated.
No.
All right. I've got another would you rather.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather lose your ability to write or speak?
Ooh. So, if I'm speaking, I just can't put it down.
Mm-hmm.
But I can do voice notes and whatnot.
No, you can't speak.
No,
oh, wait. Yes. You can do voice notes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
I've got
and
a hack.
It's pretty easy to transcribe.
Just take it away from me. Take voice notes away. So, it's like you can speak, but you can't document it. But say, if it's got to be, I'd rather speak.
You'd rather speak. It makes sense.
The speaking's a big one. Yeah, the speaking's a big one for me personally.
Yeah.
I love the speaking. I mean, this podcast, for example.
You've been speaking the whole time?
Yeah, it wouldn't work. Well, all the time. I like to think I've been leaving some big gaps.
You have. You've been incredible. You've been a wonderful guest.
I notice you've been talking in them.
No, that makes sense. That's a good decision.
Yeah. Okay. But I did, you know. It's funny with the would you rather where you hear it and you're like, oh, and then when you feel like you've got a clearance, you're like, okay, you know, you put pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
And your goal as the question asker is to create one where it's like,
it's tough.
You're right. These
weren't that tough for you, though. These were really easy.
I'm going gangbusters so far.
Fuck. It's because I don't know you very well at all.
Do you feel, this is the second time we've met.
Yeah.
And the first time was we were just on a lineup together and we said hi.
Yeah. And it was like a week ago.
Yeah, it was. Well, we've emailed, you know.
We have. That's usually how I like to get to know people.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're going great. Is there another would you rather?
I've got more games.
New game.
Yep.
Yeah.
This one's fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
I know.
It's
crazy. Fuck, marry, kill, spelling, counting, and the scientific method.
Okay. Kill the scientific method.
What?
I don't even know what it is. I'm so bad at science.
Oh my God, but it's so important.
Well, I know, but yeah, this is a funny one because you've clearly got your own answer. You know, like traditionally,
it's so important.
What is it?
I think it's when you see something and then you write it down and then you check it and then
and it's like verifying how the world works.
Yeah.
Einstein, Newton, all these guys were doing the scientific method.
They were, yeah.
And they help. But do you know what? They did all this work. And I bet you it's led to good things.
Yeah, but where are they now?
Well, yeah, dead. 6 feet underground. No, but it doesn't make any material difference to how I'm carrying my life. Like, they've done it. They've written it down. It has been, you know, published in children's books, so it's explainable to people like me.
Yes.
And still, I'm just moving through the world. The laws of gravity are still keeping me on the ground.
Yes.
I don't know how it's working.
That's true. And it doesn't really matter.
But it's important. But so for me,
it's important.
I'm killing the scientific method.
Okay. All right.
You actually almost talked me out of it.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's good. I'm going to marry spelling.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Sensible. And I suppose I'm going to fuck maths.
I said counting.
Counting. I'm going to fuck counting.
Much more basic.
Yeah. I'm going to... yeah. Am I? Or am I going to... I mean, if counting's so simple, maybe I'll kill counting and I'll fuck the scientific method. Because I could learn about myself and learn about what's happening. And
Yeah. But counting does feel important.
Like,
how do you know? How will you know? How many... shoes to bring to Melbourne.
Wow, yeah, you'd just be picking up a random number of...
You got no idea.
Well, there wouldn't even be a number. You'd just be carrying loose footwear. you know, hoping
you
for
have
the
to
best.
Pay extra for luggage because you well, get it wrong.
I mean, difficult to catch flights, obviously, because time's out the window.
Yeah, time's counting.
They can't measure your weigh your bag, so you can, in that respect, you can pack as much as you like.
Oh, so true.
You could bring all shoes. Because shoes, that's what takes up most of the space in the suitcase.
Totally.
How many pairs of shoes did you bring?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 if slippers count.
Yeah,
but slippers
good.
Are light and they're foldable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've used maybe 2 of them.
Oh, damn, that's annoying. I bought 3.
Yeah.
Use them all.
Yeah.
I'm really proud.
Yeah. I thought
you gotta bring the runners. And I got a pair of Converse Versatile every day.
Yeah.
And then I've got a pair of sort of waterproof still street shoes, but
for the rain and stuff.
Yeah,
because
I get really upset if I get wet socks. I get properly sad.
That sounds really funny.
Yeah.
And that's a kid's book right there, honestly.
Probably sad.
No, just you being sad with wet feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My socks are wet. It does sound like
oh,
a
my God. Sell it.
Yeah.
I'm coming up with ideas this week. I've had guests on that I'm like, if you do this business venture, you've got to credit me.
Yeah,
Okay. My socks are wet. That's flying off shelves.
Yeah.
I wish I brought my runners. I have sneakers.
Mm.
But I was packing my heel high over the knee boots and I was like, well, you know, just in case I really want to party at the end of the run. And I'm like, I'm not fucking partying in heels. Who am I kidding?
No, yeah, yeah.
Who am
but
I
have
kidding?
You have you worn them?
Once to go to a nice lunch.
And were you wearing them because you wanted to, or were you wearing them because you're like, if I don't wear them now, I've bought this
kind
for nothing.
Kind of the latter. Yeah.
Yeah. But good on you. I think I've got through everything. There's one jacket I haven't worn because the weather hasn't lent itself to it yet. But
is it full on?
No, it's just a nice sort of over the top jacket, like a shacket type thing.
Oh, so it's light.
It's light, but it's got padding.
Okay.
But otherwise, everything has been in use, and that is like, you know, the more that you have to pack and move around, the more satisfaction I take. Where I'm like, not a single wasted item.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
And I left probably 5% space in the suitcase if I want to buy something.
Oh my God, you're so smart.
But I haven't been out yet.
Okay.
There's a shop I like. I'm going to go to.
What is it?
In Fitzroy.
What kind of shop?
It's just a streetwear shop.
There's some really nice ones around there.
Yeah.
It shocked me. And coming from Sydney, no, I'm not from there, but I live there. The shop fronts are huge in Fitzroy.
Yeah, yeah.
And full of fashion.
Yeah.
Couture.
Yeah. No, this. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's very exciting.
I think, I should do it, actually.
You should, and I would love an update.
Because I like to, you like to, I like to, you know, you like to demark moments, milestones, I think. I do like to, because if you don't bask in them for a second, then you miss them completely, and then it's just the next thing. You've really got to make the time to, you know, when you finish your first run, you buy yourself a nice dinner, or you got to do something, because it's like, I did it.
Yeah.
And that's, I got to go to the shop, because I want to get something to be
something
like,
nice.
Yeah, I did it.
Ooh, yeah, I would love an update. I want to see this. I love clothes. So much.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So much. It's the only reason I want to be rich. I want so many clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a fantasy wardrobe? You know, like, wardrobe space, it's always a challenge.
Yeah. Mine's overflowing. I bought a big dresser that I filled with only my stuff, and it's still, that's also overflowing.
Yeah.
I get rid of clothes every 6 months.
It's impossible for there to be room.
I don't understand.
I've got a bag full of archived t-shirts of like my, I've got so many t-shirts
archived,
and I've got a good bit of life out of them. They're not in circulation right now, but I can't get rid of them, so they're archived.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
they'll be in the museum one day.
Well, I don't know, I read it. Murakami did a cool book, which was he collects t-shirts, Haruki Murakami, the Japanese author, and he did one where it's just like photos of a different t-shirt, and he just talks about the t-shirt.
Oh,
and I'm like, that to me, I was like, that's so nice.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to stop circling through them, because, you know, a t-shirt from now, 20 years later, you're like, God, I'm glad I've got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you just kept wearing it, it'd be dead.
Yeah.
They fall apart. I wear my things to the very end. And my favorite t-shirt.
That's good.
Oh, I love it. But my favorite, I got already secondhand from like a market. It was so thin, and now it's just
like holes. Like sheer.
It's literally holes just held together by string, and I can't bring myself to throw it out. It's so sad.
I cover it.
But I can't wear it.
Yeah. Frame it.
Maybe. All right, next game. it's another fuck, marry, kill, sorry.
Okay.
Same game. This one's very important. Fuck, marry, kill, and I think I know where you're going to go, honestly, but I've been wrong.
Yeah.
Taskmaster, have you been paying attention? And thank God you're here.
Oh.
You don't have to answer, though, if you don't, if you're worried about the network.
No, I'll answer. Well, they're all, you know, they're all remarkable in their own way.
Of course.
But I think I have to marry Taskmaster.
Called it.
I think it's it's as a format, it's just such a gift because it's just, you know, it's just freedom.
Yeah.
And then I would have to Thank God You're Here.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it's like doing that was just a dream. It's just like you know, and it's again, you get agency and freedom. They're just setting you up for success. And then, you know, I'm not happy about it, but I have to kill Have You Been, just because I have to kill something.
You've got
to
kill
also,
something.
I mean, but also great freedom and great fun. But probably, you know, there's a more prescribed style of comedy you're performing in that, whereas the other ones, you're just like, you're just, you know, you're operating as yourself.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, glad I got that
challenging,
one right.
Challenging, though. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you. But I did expect that exact answer. Honestly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, huge shout out to all comedy format shows.
They're incredible. It's just, I mean, it is a really freaking good time for it at the moment. It's so cool to see like younger, newer comics just being pushed around on all of this stuff. I love it so much. It's so exciting. Nice.
Yeah.
And Thank God You're Here. It's like, that's my childhood, you know? We all saw that. Oh, it's so cool. Okay. We've got two more games.
Okay.
The next one's called Bend or Snap.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's basically, I'm going to ask you a thing. If your friend did this or was this, would your friendship bend or snap?
Okay.
Is it, you'll be flexible or is it over?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Bend or snap if your friend can't spell.
Oh, bend.
That's kind.
Always bend. Spelling, the magic of the spelling bee is it doesn't actually matter. Spelling is so irrelevant. But it's still centralized in all of our lives. Everyone has a relationship to it. But it's not a reflection of intelligence or anything.
Okay.
And so to me, that's always a bend.
Okay.
Chris Parker.
Yeah.
One of the worst spellers I've met in my life. I'm living with the guy.
He's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. And he's not, we're not spelling, you know, like we're just talking. We say the words. And in my head, I'm like, you're getting all this fucking wrong, you know.
It doesn't matter. That's if I did the fuck, marry, kill with spelling and counting and the scientific method, I'd kill spelling.
Not your strength.
No.
Yeah, that's okay.
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
I've got spell check.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Everyone does now.
Yeah.
Still get it wrong, though. It's crazy.
All the time. You'd hate to read any of these.
Yeah, I kind of want to.
No. It's also messy because I was lying in bed taking notes. It's one of them. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Okay, bend or snap if your friend hates bees.
They hate bees.
Yeah.
I'm not, I mean, it's a bend again. It's it's going to take a lot for me to snap. I want you to know.
Okay. You're clinging onto those friends.
Yeah. I need them. But no, the bees, it's not really our business. You know, and if you don't like bees, that's fine, but.
Hates.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty crazy.
It's very unusual.
In this day and age.
It's certainly unlikely. Bees are important.
They're important.
Keeping the ecosystem going.
And we know that now.
Yeah. But. Maybe they're allergic. Maybe they had a traumatic experience. They just hate bees.
They just hate bees.
I'm still only bending.
Wow.
But I'm giving them a wider berth. I'm like, what is going, you know. So I go to them, what is going on with you and bees?
Yeah.
What do they say?
They say, I don't like the cut of their gym. I don't like anything about them.
You know what? That's cool, man. That's your prerogative. Let's talk about something. What do you
I hate bees and I'm going to talk about hating bees.
If it's all you want to talk about, this might be a problem. What do you think about wasps?
I don't know what that is. All I think about is bees. Oh, wow.
Okay.
I hate them.
I don't know how we became this close to friends.
I think we found a snap.
Mm. I'm still only bending.
Oh, my God.
They're trying to make me snap.
What I got for the last one? Okay. All right. Bend or snap if your friend steals your cute bucket hat and doesn't give it back. Refuses to.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of weird about it. Maybe they lost it.
It's the closest I've come.
They're not being honest about it either.
Okay. This is interesting. I don't know why they're doing this. I think they've crossed the line.
I think I have to snap. Yes. They're out of here.
Yeah. I will not tolerate that.
No, sort of behavior. I mean, it'd be weird.
Yeah, that would be a problem. Weird. Theft is not good. Sentimental theft as well.
Yeah.
There's no value.
And then lying about it.
Yeah. And I did the other thing. I got all of a similar, a nicer one. Like my one's an old toweling hat. I got her Kangol hat, the same shade that matches. And so if they're taking it now, just when we've got the same hat.
Yeah. Oh, that's
huge. We're running into problems.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Last game.
Okay.
It's truth or dare.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be honest with you though, you've kind of answered the truth already, so I'm gonna suggest dare.
Okay.
But it's up to you.
No, I'll take dare.
You'll take dare? Okay.
I actually hate dare. Oh no.
It's okay, you'll be fine. I believe in you. I believe in you more than I believe in me, honestly.
I hate dare. Go. Just do it.
I'm gonna dare you to spell. Otorhinolaryngologist. I can't even say
Otto.
Otorhinolaryngologist.
Okay. Otorhinolaryngologist.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm going to go O-T-O-R-H-I-N-O. Otorhinolaryngologist. Can you say the last bit?
Gologist.
G-O-L-O-G-I-S-T?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
So good.
Perfect.
Holy moly. That's crazy.
Holy shit, you're a fucking genius.
I don't think I get that.
That's crazy. I also would have accepted ENT.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what it is. It's an ear, nose, throat doctor.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that's good though. You got spelling
God
games.
Damn, that's so impressive.
Thank you.
How did you do this? How did you get so good at spelling?
I don't know. Those ones, I was like, I can get all those. I think I knew the roots.
Yeah, exactly.
Laryn, rhino I got.
Yep.
Otto was the risk. And then the ologist, I was in my head, I was like, it's ologist. Yeah, it's two O's around the L. Mm-hmm. I'd remember if it was an O and an I around the L.
Well, that's going to be the most amazing thing I experience all day. So
I got to say, you really set me up there. I feel like I'm so happy I spelled that right.
I'm so impressed. I'm glad you did too, because otherwise, I mean,
the whole thing would be
it's all falling apart,
thrown into question. Yeah.
So
I don't spell often, you know. You host this show, people wanted you to spell all the time.
Oh, thanks so much for getting in the fort with
me. It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's been delightful. Yeah. Do you want to tell everyone what you're up to, where they can find you?
Yeah, sure. I'm touring Australia, and you can find tickets at guymontgomery.co.nz. You know, or you can go to my Instagram at guy_mont. Probably watching a clip of this on it. They're probably already
almost certainly
there,
but probably not this part of it though.
No, that's true. And then that's where you get all the information, all the relevant information. I'm trying not to use it, but I still have to. So
don't DM him.
Yeah. Email me.
I'll put your email in the show notes.
Put the email in the show notes.
And you've got a special out.
Oh yeah, you can check out my show last year on YouTube. It's called My Brain Is Blowing Me Crazy. And otherwise, you know, I just want everyone to have a nice day, night. Could be listeners at night.
Could be. Who knows? Monsters, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. I love you all. Mwah.
Mm. Wow.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.